How's it going, everyone? Stice over here. Wanted to make a new podcast talking about why the bartender always gets laid. Because I know guys are always like, oh, I need to be a bartender because I'm going to get so much ass. And I need to be a bartender because he's so cool and all the girls want him. I just wanted to address it, being that I've been a bartender and for over 15 years. And the reason why, it's not because his great looks, it's not because he's a bartender, it's all because of the fact that he pays no attention to the actual women. That's the reason why he gets ass. Women don't want a guy that harasses them 24/7 and wants to buy them drinks because he potentially thinks he's going to take them home and sleep with them. Women want the guy that's confident, there to have a good time just like they are, and has a great conversation, and then potentially move on to either the next place, his place, or her place if invited. That's the reason why. The bartender always gets women because of the fact that he's not there to pick up women. He's there to make money off of those women. They know this but don't know this at the same time. So for that reason, he also has to be an entertainer and talk to them, get to know them, potentially make them regulars. So he listens. A lot of women talk to guys and they don't listen. They don't offer their ear. They're only giving opinions and trying to make suggestions on where else to go or why they should do certain things. The bartender has to listen because the customer is always right. Therefore, he needs to listen to what their drink order is, where they're from. He asks questions that'll boost conversations, like what your favorite color is, why you like that flavor, how did you get to start drinking that, how old when you were started to drink, wow, that color looks great on you, I noticed that you're wearing glasses today. All these things come into factor. So yeah. And it can work either or, even for gay men or gay women, I'm sure. No one wants to be pressed on, so bartenders always win. That's why. And he's always center of attention. There's always only one bartender or two bartenders in front of a group of 20 to 30 women, men, whatever it may be. So think about it. That's today's little fun fact. Stice life. Stice life. Out.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.